Good morning. Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Aleph, the 101st Psalm of the Book of Tehillim. This Mizmor is in fact the first of those Mizmorim in the second book, in the fourth book of Tehillim, which we actually don't recognize easily. Up till now, from Mizmor Tzadi to Kuf, the first 11 have been basically every single one of them has appeared wholesale in our Tefillah. This one does not. This requires a little more attention and understanding. Let's look at this Mizmor and an overview first. It consists of 8 psukim and divided into 2 equal sections. The first section of 4 psukim is where the narrator turns his attention to how he follows Hashem, how his heart and his eyes follow Hashem in the right way. And the last 4 psukim, which is Hey to Ches, the narrator describes how he distances himself from evildoers and people who are close to iniquity and sin. It is interesting that in the second book of in the fourth book of Tehillim, which is where we're at, book Dalad, there are really 2 sections. It runs from the Mizmor Tzadi to Kuf Zion, 90 to 107, and there are really only 3 Mizmorim which have introductions in this very short book. The first is number Tzadi itself, the opening one, which is Tefillah LeMoshe. And thereafterwards, the next 10 Mizmorim have no introductions, no ketovets, no superscriptions, which means this is why the Mefarshim and Chazal say that the first 11 in the book are attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the turning point where we have now a new introduction, which is LeDavid. We see this again in a couple of Mizmorim, again LeDavid, till the end of the book, and there's no other introductions, indicating that the first, so to speak, 11 are really belonging to Moshe, and the ones to the rest of the book belong to David. So those are the 2 ways of looking at the book in terms of actual overview in this book of Tehillim. In terms of the content and theme, the narrator is speaking poetically or singing as he describes this Mizmor, and he tells how he is distancing himself from the actions of evildoers. And not only does he distance himself from evildoers, but he in fact demands that in his environment, or those who are around him, he demands that they distance themselves from evil too. In fact, in those 2 sections, the first where he describes his own distancing himself from evil, it is parallel in many phrases to the second section. So for instance, in Pasuk Beis, Askila b'derech tamim, I will understand the way of pure purity. In the second section, he says, Olech b'derech tamim, hu yishor seini, a person who goes in the way of simplicity, of purity, will be the one to serve me. In the first section, he says, Esalech b'tom levavi, b'kerub beisi, in my house, I will walk in innocence of heart, in simplicity of thought. In the second section in Zion, he says, Lo yeshe b'kerub beisi, o yaseh rimiyah. Nobody's going to sit in my house if they do rimiyah, deceitfulness. In the first section, he says, Lo ashis l'neged einai devar b'li'al. I'm not going to allow anything negative, anything evil to come in front of my eyes. In the second and last section, he says, Dover shakorim lo yukon l'ged neged einai. I'm not going to allow falsehood to come in front of my eyes. So that clearly the phraseology is demonstrating a parallel. The one is internal, personal. The other one is external to those around him. Another thing which is important to realize within this Mizmor is the way that the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Amud Beis takes it, and therefore the way that the Malbim, the Metzudos, the Chida all take this Mizmor, which is that this is, if you look at the first pasuk, it sets the tone for the rest of it, which is David Mizmor to David a psalm, Chesed Umishpat Ashira Lecha Hashem. I'm going to sing to you, Hashem, in about your chesed and your mishpat. Chesed is your kindness. Mishpat is your justice. And the Gemara darshans from here that we are supposed to understand, we're supposed to serve Hashem and be thankful and sing to Hashem and appreciate Hashem, even for the parts which don't make so much sense to us. Even, not only when it's chesed from Hashem, but even when it's mishpat, when it feels like there's justice which is being exacted against us, there is a responsibility of us to still sing. And therefore, in a certain sense, this Mizmor would fall into the category of what we would call Tziduk Hadin, which means justifying justice, understanding that Hashem runs the world even when it doesn't feel so great. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, the Da'at Mikra Rav Amos Chacham suggests, based on the last pasuk, that this is in fact a daily mantra or a mission statement. The last pasuk reads, "Labakorim atzmis kol rishay aretz, la'achris me'ir Hashem kol po'al le'oven." It describes how the person is trying to weed out and root out negative people or negative ideas on a daily basis, and it might be a mantra of the person saying it. It could also be that this was said at the inauguration of the king, suggests Rav Amos Chacham. The king is inaugurated in the beginning of his tenure as king. He is now describing or singing to himself, or people are singing to him, what his expectation is. And that is ultimately, personally and nationally, to root out evil, which is why this mizmor is in the future tense, because it's about the mission of the future. The Radak does suggest that this is David HaMelech describing how he spends his own time. David HaMelech is describing how he spends his off time. And it's not just about, you know, matters of national security, about international law, and about conquest. In his personal time, he's able to take off that hat and become a person who describes the purity of heart. He doesn't just sit down and watch anything. He doesn't just think about anything. There are restrictions because the purity of thought and the purity of sight is very important to him. In terms of the places in our davening this appears, it does not appear in our davening wholesale or part or even piecemeal. It is a very unusual mizmor. It stands on its own ground. For a pasuk in the spotlight, there's a very fascinating pasuk, which is pasuk Vav. Einai ben ne'emanei eretz la'sheves simadi hoylech b'derech tamim hu yeshraseini. My eyes on the trusty men of the land, to have them at my side. He who follows the way of the blameless shall be at my service. So obviously there's a very big focus on Ne'emnei Oretz, those who are trustworthy, those who trust in Hashem as well. But the Mesilas Yesharim of Moshe Chaim Nutzato in the 23rd, towards the Perek, and towards the end of his book Mesilas Yesharim, points out a very interesting thing, and he says, you know, people are often very careful about the food they eat. They don't want to eat anything which will, in a certain sense, sicken them, something which is not fully cooked, something which has been let to rot, things which are, you know, too fatty, too salty. People are careful about what they eat. He says, anybody who has a sense of things, anybody, she'enov barosho, his eyes in his head, he says, will be v'yoyser yizoher v'yayan b'maasei mi she'rotze liknois o l'chaber o l'yoyetz. You got to be much more careful about the people around you, the people who serve you, the people who you associate with, your colleagues, more than even the things you eat. This is because many a fine king, many a fine ruler, were found their downfall through flatterers, through people who will just say the right thing because they want to be liked, they say the right thing because they want their job, but they're not really interested in any growth, they're not really interested in being honest about certain things. And a person will never improve if they don't have people around them who are telling them that the emperor is not wearing any clothes. It's never going to work. It's never going to work if you don't find people who are nemnei oretz, people who surround you, who are going to be able to tell the truth, who are going to be able to be frank and care enough to say difficult things so that you can actually change rather than living in a delusion of grandeur. As Amos Sharm reads it. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.